AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta promises to fight terrorism to the end. His nation is in shock after 148 people, most of them Christian students, were killed in an attack on a college by Al-Shabaab militants.
Our nation is once again in a profound state of mourning following the heinous attacks and the mindless slaughter of 147 Kenyans in Garissa at the Garissa University College.
Five people have been arrested. Kenyan authorities are looking for a former teacher at a Kenyan Islamic school who authorities say coordinated the massacre. Kentucky flood victims say it will take months for them to get back to their homes and apartments.
Well, last time it took about 6 to 8 months to get us back in. We were in an extended stay hotel for a while, so it was really hassle.
That from WHAS-TV, more than 100 people had to be rescued after a half foot of rain caused flooding throughout Louisville. Police in Chicago capture a convicted murderer who escaped from an eastern Illinois jail and spent 3 days on the run. Cameron Taylor escaped from the jail in Kankakee after beating a guard unconscious, stealing his uniform and car. Kankakee Sheriff Timothy Bukowski.
A chase of about 5 blocks ensued. He was caught and was found to have a loaded handgun in his possession.
AP has learned surveys find men serving in special operations forces don't think women can meet the demands of the job. National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The surveys are part of an ongoing effort to open all combat jobs to women. They were sent to some 18,000 men now serving in male-only positions. The AP has learned the surveys revealed doubts about whether women could handle the physical and mental demands of serving in elite commando units. The Special Operations Command says it's now trying new things to educate the force.
This is AP Radio News. Russia is urging the UN Security Council to call for a humanitarian pause in the conflict in Yemen to help diplomats and civilians caught in the fighting between Shiite rebels and supporters of the country's beleaguered president. Things got a bit dicey for folks last night at a horse track casino in Queens, New York. Julie Walker tries to sort things out.
In a video taken by Jermaine Carey, you can see hundreds of people scatter as punches and chairs are thrown. He said it started with people jumping the long lines, waiting to get into the grand opening of the new Fat Tuesday daiquiri bar at the resort's World Casino.
You've got to think about a total cafeteria brawl, chairs flying, boys fighting girls, girls fighting boys, and tables flying.
Police say three people were arrested and an officer along with several other people were injured. Resorts World says it's enhancing security to ensure there's no repeat. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save.